This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, you're looking at me like you thought there was a love affair there, right?
No,
I know every move, every thought have. She's looking at him.
An emotional love affair.
Well, yes, there wasn't the emotion there, but unfortunately, Bernard was gay.
Mm.
And so that kind of
even better.
Well, you want to know something? I thought just for a minute she was going to make him switch teams. But Bernard remained true to himself. But here's what I saw.
That's like the perfect situation for women.
Well, sure.
No, it really is.
I know what you're saying.
Have somebody there emotionally for you, somebody you can tell all of your secrets to, somebody you can confide in, who doesn't expect something at the end of dinner.
Oh, I see. That's your big bitch, huh?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
You didn't want to say
your,
it.
That's your big bitch.
That's all he could use.
Bitch! Hello!
There. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That answer is true.
Oh, we are ready.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Right, Paula.
They poke the bear, Don and Mike.
You know, your mouth is doing weird, weird things.
Thank you. Well, thank everybody that called in with the news on Vinny and Cody.
You got their own website?
Yep. More than that, they got their own business.
Wow.
It's vforcecustoms.com. Here's the web. The webpage says, V-Force Customs to unveil its custom bike, Daytona International Speedway Bike Week 2008. Where are they now? Very simply, they are following their dream. So there's a picture of Vinny and Cody. Vinny and Cody are still together preparing their dream team journey into the world of custom bike building.
So this is more evidence that perhaps this thing got a little ugly.
Yep. It says, to our fans, friends, and family, Cody and our team here at V-Force and I want to take this time to thank all of you for your solid support, blah, blah, blah. Remember, feel the force, ride the power, take the journey. Sincerely, Vinny Dimatriano. DiMartino.
Sounded like Dimatriano. Sounded good.
Vinny DiMart.
How do you spell it?
D-I-M.
Uh-huh.
A-T.
Uh-huh.
I-N-O.
DiMartino.
And Cody Connolly.
Oh, the Irishman and the Italian. And no no gossip on there at all, huh?
Well, let me see. They have merchandise, about us, contact
get
us.
Get your Paul Sucks t-shirts right here. Get We Got Screwed. You got a We Got Screwed leather jacket.
I guess the forum would be like going to any stupid message board.
So the interview, if he had really cut through all of it, would have gone something like this. You would have asked him, what's the deal with Vinny? And the fact is, Vinny came to me, said he wanted to do his own thing, and I looked him square in the eye and said, get your ass out.
Get the F out of here.
Get out of here, effer. I can do twice your work, and I can lift two oxygen bottles.
And the picture of them in the lower corner of the website is both of them standing with their arms folded like
looking
this,
like
menacing.
Menacing and mean.
Yo, yo. Anyway, check it out. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, sir. I'm out here in Las Vegas, and I was just listening to you guys with your interview with Mr. Tuttle. And as you were talking to him, I drove by a billboard out here, and there's a picture of Junior standing there with, you know, the old dad arm cross thing like him and dad. And it says he's with the Christian Fellowship. He's going to be here at the end of the month.
So Junior has found God.
He must be praying for his sins. Paul's Tuttle Junior has probably gotten some of the worst stink in the world.
Do you think perhaps, though, it would follow with his dad in recovery? And sometimes when you're in recovery, get into those religious groups.
That show doesn't work if he's a Jesus freak.
Well,
I'm telling you, the billboard's right here along the I-95 and Russell Boulevard. And he doesn't have he has a hat on backwards, you know, got the glasses on, but no reference to their business or the TV show or nothing like that. And he's it's like he's appearing with this Christian Fellowship Church here. I think it's February 20th, I believe, is what this.
You know, Jimmy Swaggart asked me to build him a chopper, and you know, it was a pretty satisfying feeling when we got done with it. You know, it's a shame. I realized when I mentioned Jimmy Swaggart, and I invoked the name of a televangelist from years ago. There aren't enough of those guys that are out there anymore.
But I think I've mentioned to you, if you ever turn on Channel 20 on Sunday morning,
okay,
Ernest Angley,
he's still doing it.
He's still getting it done.
He's got to be 100 years old.
Mike, he looks like Hank Stram. You know when Hank Stram's wig at the end was so bad?
But he looked like Hank Stram 25 years ago.
And he still does the whole thing with, you know, put your hand on the forehead and you take a step back. You go, whoa!
Well, it could be worse. Pauly Jr. could be involved with Scientology. You know,
speaking of,
I bet Mikey's not going to be with the Christian Fellowship Group.
You know, people are going to think that's a setup, but that's a beautiful segue to today's Leah Remini story.
Oh, okay. Good.
From People Magazine. Leah Remini.
Are you applauding People Magazine, Rob?
I never miss an issue.
Oh, good for you.
Leah Remini is angling to be the godmother of Jennifer Lopez's unborn baby.
Oh, jeez.
Now, this is not like from The Inquirer.
Okay, I thought she was lobbying to be Suri's godmother, too.
This is for People Magazine. Quote, Leah Remini. We're asking for an audition for godparent roles. We're waiting to hear back. At the premiere of her new comedy, Over Her Dead Body.
J-Lo's new comedy.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Not Leah's.
Right.
I don't believe Leah's got a current theatrical release, does she?
I didn't know. No. It just says, you know, for her new comedy, Over Her Dead Body.
Leah still has webisodes.
Right.
Is she still doing the webisodes?
I don't know. No, that was for a dishwashing detergent.
That deal is up.
Leah is now very active in Scientology and auditioning to be a godparent.
And there's another thing, too, that we got to put up on the website today, on our front page. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this thing? There's like King Tut statue of Oprah Winfrey.
Oh,
no.
Of a naked Oprah Winfrey.
I have not. Mm-hmm.
Well, please put this on the front page of DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, I'm putting that on the bulletin board.
This is from a sculptor named Dan Edwards, and it's a very full-figured Oprah. It's Oprah before she went on one of her crash diets, and she looks like King Tut,
right?
Mummified almost. She's in gold.
She can't like it. It's not very flattering.
It's got the big childbearing hips,
uh-huh.
And she got big milkshake machines.
Yeah,
and it looks like the Oscar statue. Fat and maybe pregnant.
She's nude.
Sure. He says his piece pays homage to the closest thing America has to a living deity.
Mm-hmm. I remember coming home once and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
So really, if this is a tribute, I don't want this guy doing any tributes for me.
Well, Oprah's pissed.
I bet she is. This is not flattering at all.
Guess what? There ain't dick she can do about it.
What? Look at that.
No, there's nothing she can do. The guy's an artist.
She's Oprah.
Yes, but he's an artist, and he's made a statue. Or
I don't think she'd want
is.
To be buried in this thing.
No.
There'd be plenty of room.
Check it out. We'll put it on our website.
Good.
At DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
Incidentally, status of my bowels.
How are you?
Evacuated.
Evacuated.
The arena has been evacuated.
There's nothing left.
No. Hi there.
Hi, I got the skinny on deck.
Although I still have the dry heaves and still have that sour stomach taste. Mm.
Have you taken anything like perhaps a piece of white toast?
Not a thing, Mike.
A little hot tea?
Nothing's going in today except Gatorade and, you know, some carbonated beverages. And
another classic old person. How about a soda cracker?
A soda cracker. That's a mom thing too.
Yeah,
you know,
older
would you,
mothers.
Would you like a? Yeah, it was always. Would you like a saltine?
That's it.
Just
that's
a saltine and perhaps a little ginger ale.
Dry toast.
And you realize that when the ginger ale would hit your stomach, I mean, you're talking about sour stomach. It would be like wretch.
Yeah. Some bouillon.
I love Don and Mike Show. I hated those cubes.
I never made them into soup. I just suck on the cubes.
I cracked it too.
Would you like some oysters?
Hello. What's up? Okay.
Hello. Baked Alaska.
What's happening?
I got the skinny on Vinny.
Yes, sir.
Vinny wanted to be a partner. He didn't want to just work for wages. He wanted to be a partner. Everybody was down with it except Senior.
How do you know that?
One of the two black guys that worked there told me.
Really? So he wanted a part of the business?
He wanted a part, yeah. Mm. He felt like he was doing enough work to be a partner, not just... You know, his family was growing. He had a kid, one on the way.
Only two black guys. Imagine that. Only two.
Now, do you see black guys on
It's like seeing a black
American
guy.
Chopper?
It's like seeing a black guy on Andy and Mayberry, Mike. It's like on the Andy and Mayberry. Never see him.
Never saw him. They never got camera time.
Right.
They had they got 122 guys working there.
It's pretty amazing that they
got two black guys. That's a pretty good ratio.
I would imagine that anytime somebody gets on camera, they got to pony up the dough.
Who's doing their EEO hiring? Rob Spiewak? Like, we got 102 guys working here. We got two blacks.
What's the total guys that work there, sir?
I'm at what's the total?
102.
And two black guys.
Out of that, 102, yeah.
102.
2%. What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Yeah, his mind works. He said right away, 2%.
2%. And, of course, now Vinny and Cody are both living their dream. Living the dream, Dave.
Good luck to them.
They're
like some kind of scooter shop. They're not building Harleys at all. Mm.
Well, they said they're building choppers, right?
Yeah, it said they're building bikes for Bike Week down at Daytona.
Oh, they left that scooter shop, huh?
Well, I guess one of the two black guys didn't tell you they have a website.
Speaking of scooter, the last time we were talking, somebody following them.
Yeah. I just know why Vinny left. That's all. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
When last checked in with you, you were talking about scooters. You were going to buy.
My ass is on fire. I can't think about that today, Mike.
Well, I'm just asking. I mean, yes. When the weather gets warmer, are you going to get yourself a scooter?
Yes, I am.
I think you ought to buy a hog.
Yes, I am.
You ought to buy a damn hog.
No way, Jose. Hello, Don and Mike show. Don. Hello. Hi there.
Hey, first of all, I need to tell you, I called my mom, and she added you to her prayer chain at the church for you to get better.
Thanks. I hope I'm not going on too much about this today.
No, it's fine.
Donnie!
You know me. Sorry.
The other thing we learned from that wedding episode is Paul Sr. wears zip-up boots just like Andy.
You know, you're going to be sorry tomorrow, man, when they tell you that my colon exploded. Mm-hmm. You're going to be really sad. You're going to say, boy, I wish I had a prayer chain.
I think this guy's completely legitimate.
That guy's sick because that DJ guy is sick poops. They, like, blew his head off. Seriously. But
I think
I'm
here. She's legitimately offering up some prayers for you.
So. I'm here like Paul Sr. said. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not like his son. Whichever son it is, he said that was
Paulie Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe both of them, and as I'm lifting these oxygen bottles.
Oh, great list. Mike, here you go. The most miserable city in the United States.
Where it's probably 3 hours earlier right now.
No, it's not.
And close to wine country.
No, it's not, but you are going to love it.
I'm going to love the most miserable city?
Close to. I want to tell you, Sacramento is not in there.
Well. Okay.
Still.
So they drank a six-pack of beer and came up with a random list.
The 10th most miserable city, Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence.
Number 9, Charlotte, North Carolina.
I've heard good things about Charlotte. Yeah.
Number 8, Modesto, California.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. Incidentally, it's Modesto, Chico, Stockton,
just
Davis.
Hold on. Like getting ahead of yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Number 7, Los Angeles.
All right.
The most miserable cities in the U.S., according to Forbes magazine. Number 6, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Philly.
Right.
Number 4, New York City.
New York City!
Number 3, Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, Flint gets stepped on all the time.
Number 1, Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
Number 2, Stockton, California.
Stockton!
Wow. What are you talking about?
Uh-oh. Dimple's visit here was not to see you, but to rob the safe.
God, Rob.
It's Fingers McCann, the notorious bank robber.
You've got nothing on me, Jan.
How'd you know, Pop?
The police told us that the bank robberies happened in Stockton, Sacramento, and Bakersfield.
All the places that the circus had played. So obviously someone's using the circus for cover.
There is no refrigerator in her trailer. Most unusual. A person with a tendency toward obesity would find a great need for a refrigerator.
What is that a tape from?
Charlie Chan.
The Amazing Chan and the Chan Clan.
If it was recorded, produced, put on television after 1960, Mallethead has it. He's got it in his brain.
Before 1960.
There's kinescopes, only, in the era of kinescopes.
There are only
them.
24 episodes of this great cartoon, and they had all Asian actors at first to play the kids.
You pulled that because they said Stockton
and Modesto,
Sacramento.
You know, I had to fill out a survey And I forgot what it was about, but it was a casino survey where they do a profile and you get like points, so you get some free slot machine money. So I filled it out because they said they'll give you 400 extra credits. I actually filled this thing out. It took an amazing amount of time.
Of course.
And you had to write down how much television you watch during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think if you were able to just hazard a guess, seriously, how many hours of regular television, whether it's put in a DVD or anything, sitting in front of that magic box, how many hours do you think you watch a week?
5 hours every morning, because it's on the minute I sit down to when I leave. So what is that? That's 5 times 6 is 30.
That's 5 hours.
Probably 4 hours at night.
Right.
So that's 4 times 5 is 20. So that's 50 hours. And I'd say...
on the weekends?
I'd say an additional 15 hours. I'd say 65 hours a week.
It's overtime.
You know what that means?
What's that?
You'll always have a great tan.
That's right. But you know what?
You always have that lovely milk creamy complexion that you have.
TV doesn't let you down. Beer doesn't let you down.
TV lets you down.
Oh, no, yeah. It never does.
Especially TV now. Can
no,
let you down.
No, it never does.
You've never been in front of that magic box and had a moment where you're like, "Had this kind of sucks." Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't anything to watch.
You'll always find something.
There's always something.
You are one that goes into your collection, though,
right? Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's TV, too. I mean, DVDs are TV. Mm-hmm. Don, don't you agree?
Well, Don. He's asking for assistance.
Yes, Rob, who sits around and watches the box set of Green Acres on a regular weeknight.
Good, sure.
Good yes, show. That's right. That counts.
Yeah. I love television. Oh, it's the best. TV and beer.
TV and beer.
You know what? My wife lets me down.
Oh, dear.
My kids let me down.
Oh, now, come on now.
Sometimes.
That's ridiculous.
But you know what?
But the magic box never lets you down.
Always there for me.
Never.
What about when the power's out?
When the power is out, I can use my battery-operated DVD player, and I've done it. I've gotten the kids and me, and we sat on the couch, and we all watched Monsters, Inc.
On DVD.
Yeah, on a
battery update with a power failure.
Yeah, I got the best seat.
Better get ready with that ice storm coming out your way.
It's already charged, Mike.
All right, very good.
Already charged. Or I could go out in the car and plug it into the
And didn't you
lighter.
Say you were getting a generator? Where you were going to use that generator?
I'm
I got you.
Thinking about it, Mike. Excuse me.
TV is the best.
Yeah, it is. I agree. I don't know if I could top your record.
I don't doubt the TV is the best. I love my TV also.
I mean,
I love it.
Here's the difference. I watch a lot of TV. I would try to use as an excuse to the judge. You know, when you say guilty with an excuse,
mm-hmm. Right?
I would say you can't count sports.
You can.
Well, no, not really, because you watch TV like you watch. Shows on TV.
Yeah, programs. Do you watch how much besides football, which you kind of watch for your job?
Yeah,
you know how much live sports do you watch?
Not much.
Mm-hmm. See, that would be it for me. Seriously, I watch probably 2 hours of TV in the morning and maybe 2 hours at night.
I would say the majority of TV that I do watch on a yearly basis would be live sports. That'd be
me
based
too.
On the baseball season.
Do you remember when we moved and I was without TV for 3 days?
Yeah, I know.
And I was out of my mind.
I remember this. Okay, here's this story.
Out of my mind.
Here's this story. Like a man that's starving in a desert, he says to me, "I want you to know something. I was down to one Letterman on TiVo,
wow.
And I had seen it before.
Oh.
And I put it back on again.
I did.
Just so I could watch it. And I didn't fast forward through the commercials. Because I wanted it to be like regular TV. That's Rob Spiewak.
So he put a Bible in front of me. I'll swear to it. I watched stuff that I had already watched on TiVo because I needed it.
Do you watch TV? Is it on when you are preparing meals?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we have in the house. There's a TV at every level. Two
when you
basement.
Are going, and this is a personal question. This is appropriate of what Don's dealing with today. When you are in the bathroom. Do you listen to the audio of TV?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I do that too.
Sure.
Put it on. Yeah.
In the morning.
A lot of people do. A lot of people use like the morning shows as their morning radio when they're taking a crap
or in
the shower.
Nothing moves until I see Curry.
If you're ever watching, this is another question about TV. If you're watching something live and you're listening to the audio because you're in the bathroom, do you ever stop going to the bathroom temporarily because you hear something that you just have to see?
Guilty.
Yes. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
I've done it. Sure.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, as long as you can stop.
Yes. As long as it's possible to stop, you will do that.
I don't have those muscles.
Right, I'm very curious about that.
What, my muscles?
No.
What, your anal muscles?
No, your TV habits. Your TV habits.
Watch a lot of TV?
Hundreds of hours a week.
No, not hundreds of hours.
Thousands of hours a week of television.
That's right. How many hours? There are 168 hours in a week.
Right.
I watch 170 hours of television because sometimes I have two sets on.
It's your friend.
It is.
It's been your friend since you were a small
child. Do you really sometimes Elvis have more than one TV on at once?
Oh, there are constantly There, I'd say on average, there's 2.5 TVs on in my house.
2.5
when
TVs.
People are home.
With different programming?
Yeah, well, usually Robert is watching something in the morning, and that's on the kitchen television. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if I go up to get a cup of coffee or something, and, you know, the backyardigans are on.
I've had, in my household, 4 with different programming on.
Wow.
I'm watching one thing. Carla's watching one thing. Catherine's watching one thing. Elizabeth's watching another
I know
thing.
We've gone 4 before. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's right. a big, beautiful big television in the guest room.
And the rest of the time, I'm simply reading the Holy Bible. That's what I do.
I've got a movie.
But I like the video version.
I was going to say, I've got a video you should watch.
Got that on tape.
The video version's wonderful, too.
If you didn't have to, and I know you say you watch some TV for your job.
Right.
But be honest, you'd watch it anyway, right?
Of course.
So 65 hours a week?
I'd say that's about right.
That's more than a full-time job, just watching TV.
I call it a great job, though.
I'm not...
Find something you like to do, Don, because you'll never work a day in your life.
I watch at least 4 hours a day, times 5, at least 20 hours a week. On a Saturday, on a football Saturday, ISU not only is it on, or a football Sunday, rather, I am in the chair from 10 a.m. until 11 p.m.
Straight through
every
with
Sunday.
The pregame.
That's 13
with
hours right
How
there.
Much wow. will you watch because it's that hype? How much will you watch on Super Bowl Sunday?
I will watch the stupid political show at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And then that goes right into the stupid pre-show.
You mean you don't watch CBS Sunday Morning with Charles Osgood?
No, Mike. No, I don't.
That comes out at 9 o'clock on Sunday, too.
I stopped watching that show when the fat guy that had the secret wife...
Charles Girault.
When that guy died, yeah. That's when I stopped watching that show.
I kind of like it when they'll show, like, a babbling brook, and they'll fade to the babbling brook, and then you'll see the little logo of the sun.
Yes.
I'll watch that.
Isn't that wonderful?
That gives me a lot of peace, that show. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the
CBS Sunday Morning?
Yes, I watch CBS Sunday Morning, not religiously. Sunday and religiously, of course.
I get it.
What's the 9 o'clock political show?
Meet the Press?
No,
the
one on Fox I'll watch this week.
Oh,
Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, Shepard Smith whoring on Channel 5 this morning?
No, I did not.
He said, first of all, Bob Sellers, that mannequin, says, we're going to go now live to Shepard Smith, who is in...
He's a fag!
...Arizona. And the first thing they go to Shepard, he says... Well, actually, I'm still in New York, and I'm working, but pretty soon we're going to be headed out to Arizona, and here's what we have on tap. And Shepard was working in every D.C. reference he could for this jive cutaway. He says, people on the Beltway know what to do on Super Bowl Sunday. Tune in to Fox Morning News on Sunday morning, and everyone in D.C. will hear what the politicians say about the game and what the players say about politics.
Yeah. Hey, Shep, way to go.
Wow. I'll turn it on all day. But I will not sit in my chair and watch the crap all day Sunday.
It'll be on.
Passive.
It'll be on
like, it's the equivalent of a roaring fire.
It's passive until about 2 o'clock.
That's when it starts to really key in?
Well, 2 o'clock is when the official pregame show starts.
Ryan will do the red carpet?
As soon as Seacrest is there, that's when... Nachos come out, lights are dimmed, and we begin the holy service that is the end of my life for another 7 months.
So 2 o'clock it starts, but you will not get any of the good commercials starting at 2 o'clock.
No,
they will not pull a cheapo and put any of those.
No.
The commercials will be, correct me if I'm wrong, in the first break of the game itself.
Right, you're going to see a lot of retread commercials, you're going to see first-rate commercials from second-rate companies.
Okay.
You know what else you'll see? You'll see Stay Tuned to the Game to see another great commercial from Coca-Cola.
I saw a preview because they're doing that now on the internet. The preview of the Justin Timberlake commercial that's for Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the type of – if that counts as funny in the for the commercials that we're going to see, it's going to be a total and complete suck fest.
That's jizz juice. I mean, why are you even selling such a thing?
Well, it's I'm not giving anything. I'm not giving anything away. This is not like going to see a movie.
But I don't buy a soda because Justin Timberlake is dancing around.
Well, it's a promotion where I guess you get Justin iPod music or something.
I'm
like that.
I'm telling you, if that didn't get deleted out, that's a great title for soda that I just gave.
I think it's you can look for it in your convenience stores now.
The Does Double he fly J. in it?
Huh?
Does he fly in the commercial?
Yeah, it's the one where he flies.
Gimmick?
Yeah. He flies, and it's a lady sucking on a straw, and every time she sucks on a straw, he flies through the air. He flies through a soccer field. He flies across the street, and then he comes right head-to-head with a car, and it's like, okay, not funny.
I promise
not
you.
Funny.
I promise you, this year, the commercials are going to be great, the best you've ever seen, and you're going to want to come in and just talk about how much you enjoyed them.
Okay, shut up.
Shut up, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
God.
They're going to suck.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Can we hurry up? I've got some TV to watch.
Goodbye. Thank you. Come on, please. I might have to poop.
That was marathon mic time for him.
Well, you asked the major question. How much TV do you watch every week?
It's your fault.
I was just kind of curious because when he talks about like his kids and he talks about doing it, it usually is this is what we're every single time he makes a reference, this is what we're going to watch.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, when the weather warms up, I'd like to see you get outside a little bit, you know?
Get some air.
Well, you know what? I'd like to be a boat.
He looked at me so defiantly. There. That's like the worst insult I could just give him. Get outside. He didn't want to hear that.
You know what's going to happen? When Robert is old enough, they're going to say, son, do you know how to throw a ball? And he's going to say, no, but I know how to fix the vertical hold. I know how to adjust the color. I know how to balance the white balance.
That's
so
important.
So my HD picture is correct.
I don't want to try out for Little League, but I've memorized every episode of Seinfeld.
Well, the world needs video engineers too. Danny.
Will you actually,
Dad,
if he shows an interest in sports,
mm-hmm.
will you move him away from the magic box and towards perhaps the playing field?
Whatever he wants. Absolutely.
Okay,
he's already expressed some interest in football and tennis of all things.
All right. Good.
So he did tennis camp last year. I didn't go.
When's he doing? When's he doing TV camp?
TV
watching camp.
It's anchorman camp. Is what it is. But he doesn't want to be an anchorman. He wants to be like a Gene Shalit.
Critics camp.
Critic camp.
All right, we're gonna watch television shows and then movies tomorrow. Welcome to Critic Camp.
Okay. And now here's our guest counselor, Steve Ducey. Hi, kids.
All right, now after we have lunch in the Steve Lyons Pavilion, we're gonna go to free swim. Enjoy yourself, kids. Welcome to Critic Camp.
Now,
Arch Campbell School.
Who knows who Mike and Juliet are? That's right, kids. Yeah. They do the Regis and Kelly show on Fox.
Now, we're having our kickball game this afternoon, and everybody will be competing for the coveted Roger Ebert Award.
Roger Ebert scarf.
Good luck.
Very handsome picture of Robert in the Roger in the newspaper the other day.
Ah, yes. Really? Yes.
And a nice quote from our agent. Who represents him? Did you catch that? Rob sent me an email.
I got Elliot Ephraim
quoted in USA Today.
Huh. I think I speak for everybody on the show when I, you know, he's having some tough times, and I just say, you know, keep your chin up. All right.
You see, if you win the Roger Ebert Award, it's actually a bronze scarf. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I think your kid will be great at Critic Camp.
I do too.
Critics Camp.
Right.
Like a big picture of Gene Shalit in the gate when you go in. Be very, very exciting. Critic Camp, we teach you how
now
to criticize others.
You are staying in Joel Siegel Hall.
It's Joel Siegel, Steve Lyons.
Michael
is it
Medved.
Steve Lyons or is it Danny Lyons?
There's Ben Lyons
Daddy?
And Jeffrey Lyons.
I got them both wrong.
Jeffrey Lyons.
Jeffrey Lyons is the guy I was looking for. You got Joel Siegel, you got Jeffrey Lyons, you got Gene Shalit, you got Roger Ebert.
Michael Medved. Mm-hmm. And don't forget that.
Michael Medved, I have always thought, was a cheap rate. Who's the last guy you said?
You've got
Jeffrey Lyons. Michael Medved is a cheap, and please, don't start me on Leonard Maltin.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Do not start me on
Where's
that
little
guy.
Billy? He's in the Leonard Maltin restroom. And that's it. I'm out of critics.
Funny.
Oh, let's not forget the late Rex Reed.
Oh, and the Davy Marlon Jones Memorial Pavilion?
Now you're getting too low.
Those are all Queens. A lot of those movie reviewers are Queens, right?
I believe so.
Not
I'm not
Arch.
Sure. Not Arch Campbell. Okay, get away from that. Stop. Now you're finishing my thoughts, okay? Arch.
You know what?
And he jumps in as quick before, while I'm breathing. I was going to say Arch Campbell, you hump.
Give me that Peter Gabriel CD I like. Would you please? Because something just come to me.
Arch Campbell, who's on another station now.
Got,
Channel 7, right? From right. Channel 4 to Channel 7. Welcome to Queens Critics Camp.
Oh, hold on. Give me a moment.
I got a scholarship to Critics Camp.
Okay.
They'll have some sports.
Sure.
They'll let them swim. They'll let them canoe.
They'll let them bowl.
Be like meatballs.
From 20th Century Fox, for years they broadcasted together. They sparred. They loved as friends and brothers. Until one said, you complete my thoughts. Dimension Pictures presents, I now pronounce you Mike and Rob. One man's love of television and another man's love of anal.
I don't think I came out on the good end of the stick on that one.
You know, when you said that, he finishes your thoughts.
Yes, he does sometimes. Well, we both, sometimes we all have the same thoughts, and it's a bit of a foot race. That's the way it works.
20th Century Fox presents, You Finish My Sentences.
Can two men who want the same piece of pie coexist happily in a sexually charged environment?
This spring, 20th Century Fox invites you to, Can You Reach That Scratch For Me?
This year, when it rains, the car won't be the only thing getting wet.
Then the show would be like you and Rob shopping at the mall, holding hands.
You finished my thoughts. So we'll be standing in line at a McDonald's. Somebody said, all right, I'll have the quarter pounder. And what would you like, sir? And I just nod over at Rob. Any orders for me?
And then a shot of Mike with one tear.
Just slowly going down.
Exactly. Like
I
in
love
fat,
it.
So.
I love it.
Oh, Christ. We got a break here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We really got a break. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well.
I was wondering, Don, did you guys see the Chris Berman blowing up video?
Oh, boy.
He listened to a radio show every day. Considered himself to be a faithful fan.
Miramax Pictures, in association with Steve Ripley, present Late to the Party.
Starring, my name is this guy.
This guy.
As the dumbass.
Starring Joel Dumas.
As Chris Berman said on the tape we played over 2 hours ago, Jesus Christ!
And introducing Lady Dumas. Yeah, we played it a lot.
Good times. I thought you'd like it.
Good times.
Good times. Goodbye.
Bye.
Good times. Have some J juice.
Thank you.
Have some of Justin Timberlake's J juice.
Coming to stores near you.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.